You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
It's another Monday. We give God praise for this glorious, beautiful, and blessed. It's a blessed Monday. Just in the space of about 30 seconds, let's lift up the name, and let's continue to lift up the name of the Lord, even in praise and appreciation of His mercies. For it's by His mercies that we are not consumed. Grace. Today is Blessed Monday. Our theme for the month, Built Up in Christ, Colossians 2, 6 to 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Today, we are focused on the title, Built Up by the Word of God. Built Up by the Word of God. And we find in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." So there's one of our pivotal scriptures throughout the year, to be built up in Christ, or building up. This is one of our pivotal scriptures. And another is Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. Now, in reflecting upon Acts 20, 32, we see that the word of God is the building material for a strong Christian life. And I believe that if you share that statement somewhere, someone will see it and be blessed. The word of God, according to Acts chapter 20, verse 32, is the building material for a strong Christian life. And we find also that a strong Christian life experiences benefits to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. We find in scripture, the desires of the righteous shall not be cut off or shall be granted. The expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. The desires of the righteous shall be granted. And here we find this interesting portion of scripture in Acts 20, verse 32, which shows us the key to experiencing those scriptures, that the desire of the righteous shall not be cut off. How so? The word of God building up the believer gives him an inheritance. Amongst all them that are sanctified is the one that is built with the word of God that gets the inheritance. Amongst all believers, and even if you are a believer, I don't know, what are you believing? You are believing the word of God, sure. Amongst the righteous, those who have given their lives to Christ Jesus, it is the one who is built by the word. As we have seen, the word of God being the building material, built by the word, they get the promised inheritance, or they experience the promised inheritances. And it's our prayer in the name of Jesus that this year we will see another level of building, a higher level of being built by the word of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And it's our prayer that the Lord will put the desire for his word in our hearts in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
So today's prayer is a very good prayer to start your week with as we launch into the first prayer topic. And before that, please be aware that a blessed music minister is constructed by scripture in thought, in character, and in conduct. Wow. I think you should share that too. A blessed music minister is constructed not by music. Not by music. You see, scripture says that we are God's building. We are God's building. We are built up by God's building material, which is the word of God. So, as ministers, we are constructed, built up. I just love the word constructed. We are constructed by scripture and not by other things like money. Someone will say, as for me, I just need a rich producer. My brother, my sister, we are constructed by the word of God in which we attain benefits. When there's construction by the word of God happens, it comes with benefits, inheritances which are manifested. You won't chase after a music producer, but rather what we find in David's life, goodness and mercy shall follow after you and after me. We won't have to chase after money, but the Lord's blessings will be made manifest in us, that others rather will be attracted. People will feel privileged even being connected to us and helping us, because they will see it as doing it for the Lord and not just having pity on a man. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Psalm 119 verse 130. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. So we are praying by the revelation of God's word in this scripture. Father in heaven, let the entrance of your word this year bring light and understanding into my heart in Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord, Father in heaven, let the entrance of your word this year bring light and understanding into my heart. Into my heart, light and understanding,
dimensions.
Light them understanding into my heart. Makabarabaya Bababu Shake Berebeya Berebeya Kaba Rababaya Nerebeya Berebeya Barabaya Kaba Mayan Dodododododo Berebeya Mayan Derebe Rebebe Kebebe and Derebe Ayan Derea Balade and Derea Bakabada Bayan Derea and Derea and Derea and Derea and Derea Balabaya and Derea Rababaya and Derea Badabaya Kaba Shake Berebeya Badaba Rebebe and Derea Berebe Ayan Derea Berebe Kebebe Berebe Mayan Derea Berebe Kabarabaya and Derea Light understanding in meditation, understanding in my heart, in the name of Jesus, into my heart by the word. Psalm 119 verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Father in heaven, help me hide your word in my heart so I will not sin against you, in Jesus' name. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. The power of walking in righteousness, Lord, by the imbibing of your word, even into our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. The grace, Lord, to have your word dwell in us, richly in our hearts. To hide your word in our hearts, Lord. To hide your word, Lord, in my heart. To hide your word, hide your word in my heart, in the name of Jesus. That I might not sin against you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. To cherish, Lord, even your word, for you said that where the treasure of a man is, there is heart also. And Lord, I pray, God, to cherish your word in my heart, to hide it, Lord. In my heart, Lord, like the man who saw the field with treasure in it, he sold everything and bought the field because of the treasure. He hid it back, sold everything, had and bought the field. Lord Jesus, to hide your word, your precious word, to treasure your word, Lord, even in my heart, to hide it, Lord, to protect it in my heart, in the name of Jesus. Not to trade it for anything, Lord, but to hide your word in my heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We are praying our last prayer, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We are praying, Father in heaven, cause me to live by every word from your mouth, not by bread alone, in Jesus' name. Let's lift up our voices in prayer. Living by the word. Living by the word. Not by physical provision alone, but Lord, living by your word in the name of Jesus. Desiring your word, being fed by your word on daily basis, living by your word in every moment, in the name of Jesus. Not to be deficient in your word. Not to be deficient in your word. To live by your word, not by bread alone. In the mighty name of Jesus. Not by bread alone, not by bread alone, not by bread alone, not by bread alone, not by bread alone. Not by bread alone, on daily basis. On daily basis to live by your word and not bread alone. In the mighty name of Jesus. We find in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He has declared it. And he has proven it, that he is the life. He says, I'm the resurrection and the life. I have the power to lay down my life and to pick it up. Through the power of Jesus, many have been brought back to life. But eternal life supersedes even just earthly life. And today, if you give your heart to Jesus, if you let the Lord Jesus be the Lord over your life, that is the promise you have. Not only the life that now is, but the life which is to come, even after physical death, eternal life. And so just say this short prayer after me, because whether I like it or not, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, there is judgment. Everybody will be held accountable. And it's only the mercies of God through the blood of Christ Jesus that can save any man. And so just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the dear sacrifice you paid for mankind. Today, I surrender my heart. I surrender my life. I surrender, Lord, everything about me into your hands. From today, my body is yours. My spirit is yours. My soul is yours. Take total control over my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, O Lord Jesus, so that by the power of your Holy Spirit, I can live a life which is in service to you, pleasing to you, that one day you can say of me, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. I thank you that from this day, I am born again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. We can only be built up by the Word. If we make His Word a hiding place and hide it in our heart, dwelling in Him. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid. I'll try.
you gave your life to Christ in this service today, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.